finally started branching out more from Marvel and DC.
Go you.
Yeah. It's been a, you know, a slow thing I've been doing over the past few months. I mean, I guess really I have more, as far as the other catalog goes, I have more Dark Horse than anything. But now a little bit of Image. I finally decided, you know what, I'm going to try to get semi-caught up on some of my back catalog, and then I'm going to try to get some of these other highly favorite, highly recommended books.
Sure.
And I purchased three books that you're that you know, the ones that I showed you the other day, and these were for the most part blind purchases. You know, meaning that I knew next to nothing about them. The only thing I did know about these books were the writers, and I was familiar with these writers and with their works. And so I was like, well, I feel comfortable enough making a blind purchase on this based on their names and based on,
their works.
And then, you know, based on what people in the zeitgeist have said about these works. So it's been interesting. And the three books, of course, were an Invincible Volume 1, which we'll be talking about in more detail in a few weeks. Saga Volume 1. Another book that's been highly toted, and then Black Hammer, Volume 1.
I don't believe
you. Yeah, the trick is to always start with Volume 1.
No. All
right, you don't want...
You jump in where the hell you want. Volume 3 has a cool cover? Hell yeah, why
get
not?
It. Yep, why not?
You know the story? Don't blame it.
Yep. That's on you. It's not on the story. But no, so those were three that I got, three that have been highly toted, and I finished Invincible earlier today. And looking forward to getting into that one some more. The one that I am most curious about, because I feel that like I'm really going to love Black Hammer. And the one that I am most curious about in terms of, I wonder if this is going to be for me, is Saga. That's the one that I'm really the most curious about. People tend to love Saga. It has such a huge fan base.
Yeah.
But for any of you guys who are familiar with Saga or who you know anything about it, it's definitely different. Even for someone you know like myself who likes to read kind of various different types of material, so that's going to be the most interesting one for sure. I don't doubt that it's good, but I am curious to see if it's for me.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah. So, time will tell, and I will report back soon-ish. To let you guys know.
That'll be fascinating, because Saga was the one that looked the most mysterious of all the three you had purchased. Yeah. TBC, to be continued.
To be continued.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, with that being said, guys, welcome back to the Superhero Homies Podcast. My name is Quentin, and as always, I am here with the homie Kevin.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the show.
Yeah. We are here tonight to do something that we actually should have done at the end of the homie ceremony. You know, after the party, there's the after party. You know, but because of COVID last year, we couldn't have the after party. And the after party is when we discuss what's normally this segment of the homie ceremony, which is our predictions for the rankings of movies this year. Okay, so...
Indubitably, a time-tested tradition of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, this has been something that we've done for for years now.
Yeah.
We can actually literally say years.
Beginning of the podcast, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And now, with this year, we have 7 movies total to look forward to. And it was very important that we do this episode before any of the movies came out.
Ha.
So we made it. We did it.
Ooh.
Yeah, just barely, but we made it. And so this is going to be interesting because... there is kind of a slight upside to us doing it at this time of year, and that is if we'd done it at the end of last year, Morbius would have still been on the list, whereas we know that Morbius has now been pushed back. So
that's true. At least this time the scores won't be so askewed like last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year was we had to get innovative.
That was a rant.
Yeah.
Freaking COVID.
Oh, yeah. But this year, guys, we have 7 movies as a whole. And this was a fun list for me to put together to think about what's the ordering. You know, I had to really think about which one of these do I think would be, you know,
number one.
Yeah, number one.
Be the worst.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, without this goes without saying, but clearly and obviously, I hope that all of these are phenomenal movies, but they can all be number one.
Yeah,
or number two for that matter.
And chances are, not all of them are going to be phenomenal movies.
That is the unfortunate reality of things.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe this year we'll get nothing but bangers. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead and name off the seven movies that we have this year. Mm-hmm. We, of course, have Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. We have The Eternals. We have Justice League Snyder Cut, Black Widow, The Suicide Squad, Spider-Man 3, and Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. So those are our seven flicks that we get this year. And I got to say, I do like the lineup.
Oh, yeah. No, the lineup is going to be a lot of fun, dude.
Yeah.
The lineup is kind of like a consequential lineup because of everything being postponed. Like, a couple of these movies were on last year's lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Mm-hmm.
So, without further ado, we can go ahead and get into this, guys.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, we start with number seven. Kevin, would you like to start with your number seven, or would you like me to start?
Go ahead, brother, man. Okay. Yeah.
My number seven for 2021, the one that unfortunately I think will be the least good this year, is Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage.
Dadgummit. Yeah, I was actually thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, history repeats itself, and I feel that they're going to make some of the same mistakes that they did for Venom 1, yep. You know? And unfortunately, not every movie has the powerhouse, like, capability of the Dark Knight trilogy, where the sequel was just amazing.
Right. It's kind of an anomaly.
It is very much an anomaly, exactly.
It's like Batman did it, Captain America did it.
Not many others can.
Not many others can do it.
Not many others can. And unfortunately, I do not believe Venom is going to do it either.
It'd be great if it did.
It'd be great if it did. But also, that low score for this movie only speaks more highly of the others. Right. Because it's like, I had to pick one to be that shitty product.
Yeah.
Not the Ragnarok of products, but the least preferred one of the year. And I think Venom 2 is the easy bet there.
It is, unfortunately. Yeah.
So we're of the same mind there.
Yeah. And so, like, here's the thing about Venom 2 is that you said something that is pretty important. That is, you fear that it's going to make the same mistakes as the original. Which is a very fair assessment, seeing that in a lot of cases, that's what Hollywood does. Venom 1, I think we can both agree, was a flawed movie. It wasn't like a terrible junk movie, but it was a flawed flick. And it made a good amount of money. I think it made about 800 mil, somewhere around there, which is a really good chunk of change for Sony.
Yeah.
And with that kind of money, if you're, you know, Sony, you're like, why take a gamble? Let's...
Right, exactly. Like, oh, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing that, again, homies, we haven't made the joke for many, many episodes now. A poorly scoring comic book movie still makes more money than a well-done other genre blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And that's sad to say, like, oh, man, this was a very, like, piss-poor movie. It was just kind of, like, average. 800 mil in the bank, done. Like, oh, that, I would walk away with average if I got 800 mil. Yeah. You know, I'd be okay with that. I don't care what you guys think. I got 800 mil.
Yeah.
I got bands on bands.
So let's talk about this. You know, because like Venom 2 was one of those movies, like a lot of these movies, that we actually don't have a trailer for or any kind of preconceived knowledge.
Correct. Or even like a picture at this point of Cassidy. You would think that by now they would have put some type of cool, quote-unquote, leaked image up on the internet.
Of the actual symbiote?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. We don't even know what Carnage himself looks like. Yeah.
No, we don't. I mean, that would be a seat seller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, seeing Carnage. Yeah, I suppose they're thinking they still got time, which, I mean, sure. But you think by now, especially seeing that the movie was supposed to be out last year.
Right. And dare I go on the easy mentality here. Yeah. I wonder if the studios is kind of like gambling whether or not the movie will still be released.
you know, looking at the COVID numbers, looking at the probability of like profit ratio to cost efficiency of making the movie, you know, shit like that.
If I were them in that regard, I'd definitely follow Disney's lead.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, what's Disney doing? Are they still, if they're still releasing, then maybe we'll still release two.
Bingo. Yeah. Yep.
But what do you think Venom 2 has to do to be a success compared to its predecessor?
One, put our boy Eddie in the right light. Because that was one of the big problems with the first movie, where we sold Eddie as like this lovable, relatable character that was
down on his luck.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm sorry, this ain't a daggum Charlie Brown story. You know, we made fun of it then, we'll make fun of it again tonight, folks. Eddie Brock needs to be fearsome. He needs to be a villain, an anti-hero at best.
Make him anti-hero. Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, do some villain work that makes a lot of sense. The first villain, I can't blame him in the long run now, looking back on the movie, as I barely recall, like, the actual details of each scene and things like that. The story, whatever the hell. Pick a villain that's worth remembering.
Yeah.
Which obviously they did now. So there's a lot more money in the bank for that. There's a lot more potential because we got Carnage. Right. You know, if you're bringing a big name like our boy Carnage to the game, you can't flirt around with that. It's not like you picked a dude that existed in one panel on one page in an old forgotten Venom comic book named Riot and made him into a villain. That's exactly who Riot was. He was nobody. We learned his name not because he said it, because a different daggum entity pages later. It was another symbiote who said it, wasn't it?
The
gold
movie?
Symbiote. No, in the pages. Who said, oh, that's like some off-brand comment saying, oh, that's Riot.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I read Lethal Protectors.
Yeah.
But I think he only really appeared in Lethal Protectors. So... Mm. Yeah, like it's not like he had a really long stay in the comics, you know.
No.
That was definitely during, you know, Eddie's, like you put it earlier, his anti-hero or anti-hero phase.
Yeah.
When he faced off against Riot and the gang and Scream and all the other ones.
Yeah.
And I guess another thing for me is that I wonder, what are you going to do to differentiate Carnage from Riot? I mean, we know that the man underneath the symbiote is going to be vastly different. Cletus Kasady is going to be a maniac. Woody Harrelson is going to be playing him.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And a hilariously awful wig. Do you remember seeing that?
It's like freaking Carrot Top, man.
Yeah.
The wig's not going to sell me.
But I think Woody himself is going to do great.
Yeah.
It's just, again, I got to ask, like, how is he going to be any different from Riot, you know, in terms of what he can do?
Yep. his level of gruesomeness, maybe. Uh-huh. His plot has to be a lot smaller, I would feel like, because Riot's plot was, like, some type of, like, not world domination, but, like, alien got to send the symbiotes out and, like, infect more people potentially thing. I imagine Carnage's plot is going to be much more chaotic, much less, oh, I have to spread myself, more like, oh, I'm just going to go out and be a madman.
Yeah.
You know, something cool like that.
Mm-hmm.
Guy do something that's really going to shake the system. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also curious to see how did they do his origin. And I think you maybe mentioned this early, but maybe they captured another symbiote and then shit happens and it goes from one color to red and, you know, attaches to Cletus.
Yep. Wait, no, his name is Cletus Kasady, right?
Yeah.
I got the last name. Okay. Yep. Okay. I forgot. I thought Cassidy was the first name.
Oh. Yeah. Well. I don't think I would have ever noticed had you not said anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I think that Venom 2 has kind of a rough road ahead. They already started off with a handicap with doing a Venom movie again without Spider-Man. Really kind of difficult.
Yeah. I would like to know the complications behind that, because the timeline there is so interestingly structured where it's like, wait, were we just not able to use Spider-Man? Were we paid to not use Spider-Man? Like, what happened there, you know, with everything? Because, you know, Tom Holland was still kicking tail as Spider-Man, you know, before Venom 1.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fair. I don't know. It's, There's just too many like potential legality complications that I could think of.
Yeah.
It still sucks though, is what we're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it definitely sucks. You're missing like a large chunk of that puzzle. Yeah. And it's gonna be hard for Eddie Brock, in my eyes, to, you know, realize his full potential without Peter Parker.
Yeah.
And I know that we won't get this, but this is just me now. Honestly, I'm just dreaming for like the far distant future. But I would love to see like an Agent Venom movie where you get like a...
That'd be cool.
That'd be great, yeah. I really dig that. You know, get a battered Flash Thompson who has been injured in war, and then, you know, the government does the experiment, and they give him the symbiote, and he's able to walk and have all his mobility with the symbiote, but they don't want to have him keep that attachment. So after every mission, they remove the symbiote. He goes back to being disabled. I mean, I think there's a lot there to make that a great movie. But
you think they'll use the same character they got to play Flash? No. They have to get rid of the hipster Flash.
Gotta get rid of that hipster Flash.
Yeah, hipster Flash doesn't sell it.
I mean,
he's the worst.
I don't want to sound like the old guy in the room, but back in my day, man, bullies were bullies back in my day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remember Flash Thompson from Spider-Man 1?
He says, yeah, oh yeah. That dude was like
a bully.
A straight 90s bully.
Yeah.
Like the gelled, like spiked fronts. Like, okay.
Kind of like, you know, the bigger guy, jock, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Letterman like, jacket, right. Of course.
Yeah. Like trying way too hard to be alpha. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Overly aggressive.
Yeah.
He didn't talk about Peter like he had some kind of weird man crush on him. Like this Flash Thompson does in the MCU. Like this Flash Thompson, he watches out for Peter Parker so he can make snide remarks.
Yeah.
Like, that's not bullying. You're just being aggravating. I don't even think Peter.
Yeah, just being a twerp.
Yeah, like Peter never really even acknowledges him in the movies.
Like Peter in the original was like, oh man, this is my bully. He gets on my nerves. Man, I wish I could fight back.
Yeah.
This one is just like, all right, whatever, Flash. Hey, MJ, what are you up to?
Right.
Yeah.
But we're both in agreement so far.
Venom 2 to be the weakest of the movies.
I got to admit, for me, this is when the list got exponentially more difficult.
Yeah, no. Like, right, Venom 2 was the easy bet.
Yeah.
Everything else at that point became more difficult. Like,
right.
I knew which movies I had the most faith in.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what the sandwich was because I knew the bottom and the top piece of bread.
Right.
I didn't know what type of sandwich I was making. I didn't know if this was going to be a ham and peanut butter monstrosity, a bacon egg sandwich for the morning. I had nothing. So
no idea. Yeah.
My number six actually is a little different here. I'm kind of worried for it after everything that's been happening here and all the you know, the potential rumors and everything. I'm putting Black Widow down as six.
You know, I can understand that.
Yeah. I'm worried about a couple things. I'm paranoid whether or not the Taskmaster gender flop is going to really happen.
Yeah.
I don't really see that pertaining to the quality of the villain in the movie. I think no matter what gender the movie villain has, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get a real Taskmaster.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that's going to have anything to do whether or not this Taskmaster is rocking male or female parts or boobs or man tits or whatever, you know. But I think it's just going to be, this is not going to be our awesome Page's Taskmaster. I think this is just going to be like a creepy mercenary who has a soft spot for skull helmets, you know?
Right.
Rather than the awesome, slightly delusional, and somewhat crazed freaking, you know, Taskmaster of the comics.
Yeah.
Who was awesome. I do believe the fight and choreography is going to be something that they can really show off and really polish super well, because that is Taskmaster's bit.
Yeah.
He kicks ass well because he's seen the best and he imitates the best.
Yes.
So I think that, without a doubt, is going to be a freaking guarantee pin drop on the paper. But I think outside of that, I don't know, man. I feel like the movie is going to be going for a lot more rule of cool. I'm worried about that. I'm worried that this is going to be a setup for something later that might not hit super well. Kind of like Captain Marvel, how she was set up to be, or Brie Larson was set up to become the Captain Marvel, and now there's a lot of lackluster, faulty energy behind that. Whereas we might see something similar with Yelena Belova, our blonde spy, awesome babe, who is not Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
And yeah, that's kind of what I'm feeling, you know.
Yeah, you know, and like, man, had you said this a year ago, I would have been like, what?
Yeah.
But hearing that today is like, no, that totally checks out.
Yeah.
With me, like I completely understand that thinking and that decision making. That's kind of the problem about delaying movies for so long. You have so much more time to think about things, and you know, information can potentially be leaked, and you know, you just think about things a little bit more, and you're like,
yeah,
what is this really going
to
be?
Right. And to iterate, a movie has to be more than a collection of awesome fight scenes mm-hmm. for it to be a good movie, you know?
Yeah.
If I wanted awesome fight scenes, I'd go see a fucking stupid Fast and Furious movie, you know? Particularly one of the newer ones yeah. with Hodge and...
Hobbs and Shaw.
That's what I said. Yep. What are you talking about? Who's Hodge, Quentin? I'd go see one of those where I get to see freaking Jason Statham and The Rock go at it with some dope choreography.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It sounds like a lot of dumb fun. You know,
yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. Actually, that is a perfect term. Put that in the fucking superhero homies dictionary. Dumb fun.
Yeah. And by the way, like, I'm not trying to downplay dumb fun because there's a place for it.
No, there's there a place is. For it.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be times when I'm in the mood to yeah. watch Transformers. So it's like, oh, yeah. Let me watch some giant robots violently bash one another yes. with slow-mo hot babes running in the background.
Hey.
Sign me up.
You are checking off so many boxes in my exactly. lizard brain.
Yeah. I don't need to always have a story,
yeah.
but if you're going to give me a new movie, yeah, let it be a damn good story and yeah. a great product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless I know I put in Transformers.
yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to see what happens, obviously. Black Widow is going to be the second movie that we get this year.
Oh, what was what's the date of Venom 2? Yeah, let's share that to the homies real
quick. Yeah, that's a good question. I think the current date is going to be October.
Okay.
Let's see here.
We'll happily share those dates with you homies as we come across the movies and talk about them so we can, you know, all together prepare and go watch these movies and hopefully prove us wrong and that all these movies deserve number one spots. And this will just be the most absurd episode even outside of, you know, 2020.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And now, just one more thing about Venom 2, and then I'll give my my number six. But one thing about Venom 2 is that right now the movie is rumored to still be rated R, which would be a change of pace from the first one, which was PG-13, right? I'm pretty sure it's
PG-13. Yeah, no, it was PG-13.
Okay, yeah. So that definitely be like a change, because it's Carnage, man.
It is.
Like,
it's Carnage. You can't PG-13 him, okay?
Come on, yeah. yeah.
You can't distract people with cool stabs mm-hmm. and no blood comes out the other end unless right. you're Wolverine, you know? Come on.
Yeah, somehow that worked for him. But, worked using quotation marks.
It worked until we got Logan, and then we were like, now, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Like, where was this at for the past exactly. 15 years? Exactly, this is
gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. But my number six is actually The Eternals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember last year, the movie, it was higher on my list, close to number one, but I still had some reservations. And it's still the same reservations, really, because, again, we haven't gotten anything, you know, new on the movie. But my fears for this is a really large ensemble cast, and The Eternals is... Not complicated, but it is kind of a complex story method. And what iteration of these characters do you use? Where do you place them? How much of this are you going to change to appeal to the general audience? And how do you make all of these characters and not caricatures with, one-dimensional notes that make them stand apart from each other, you know? And now, to play my own devil's advocate, James Gunn did it with Guardians. You know, like, he was able to start a movie off with a team of people who all had to be established in that one movie. And he did it. Mm-hmm. Guardians 1 was great.
Yeah.
However, this is a much larger cast. And this is something that's larger in scope. There's a lot of money behind The Eternals, so I feel like Marvel is, going to obviously put their best foot behind this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a... what the fuck do you do with the Eternals? Like, I really want Marvel to prove me wrong with this, but...
Right.
What do you do with the Eternals, and then where do you go once this movie's done?
That's a fair point. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with that being said, though, I think they got a great cast.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a gorgeous movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I just imagine that they're going to fight the Deviants, and...
Wasn't there a rumor that this was going to be, like, a romantic movie?
I remember hearing something like that.
Like we had the spy thriller
genre
change. We had the horror movie genre change. Mm-hmm. And now... this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to say the least. I maybe asked you this before. I'll ask you again because I don't quite remember. But would you prefer to see the Eternals set in like current day society, or would you like to see them set like in their origins?
Both.
Mm.
Why am I picking? I feel that it would be a very fun type of movie to do. It would be elongated, but it would give you a place to go with the Eternals, and it would help build its own purpose, mm-hmm. where you begin the movie with all of our Eternals in their best, in the tip-top form, you know, at their max level. We're going on legendary missions, we're killing shit, we're doing great, and then something happens. I think that'd be a cool narrative just for them, and then that something happens resets all the Eternals into their quote-unquote mortal selves, where they're still Eternal, but they have no idea that they are. They're just a bum on the street. They're just a poor bastard who hates his job, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
You saying that I'm an Eternal, Kevin?
No.
Holy shit, I'm going to jump off the roof. Shoot me right now.
No. What? How do we go from jumping and shooting?
I'm an Eternal. I can take it.
No, you can't. I will eternally turn down that idea. No. Go to bed.
How dare you deny me greatness?
Brother, I'm not denying you greatness. I'm just denying the chance to shoot you with a gun. You're a good friend, buddy. I'm not going to do that.
I thought you trusted me.
I trust you, buddy. Also, no. Get your ass off the roof. Get back in front of the mic. We got work to do.
Damn it. Oh,
no, maybe later when we're done with tonight's episode, I'll get a camera out and then we can do the whole thing. But, you know, not right now. I'd sell that.
Jump off the roof and I take off flying.
Oh, well, fuck. In that case, I'm going to start, you know, being your manager and we're going to have some paparazzi conversations.
Right. You got anything else in the Eternals before we move on? Any other thoughts about what the movie may or may not present? Or
not yet. Yeah. Not yet. It's hard to right now. I'm going to wait till I give my number for Eternals, which... there you go. Whose turn is it?
Let's see. Yep, so that was our number six. Number five. Let's see, I'll start with this one.
Okay.
My number five is actually... This was a tough one. My number five is actually Shang-Chi. Legend of the Ten Rings.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Dang, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go ahead and spill the beams now. That was my number five.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Woo, woo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what else is there to say besides we have no idea what the fuck to expect out of this?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard rumors that it's going to be a tournament style, which I think is a great premise.
That's a great fucking idea.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat is like, are we a joke to you?
Right.
Oh. But yeah, like, there's not a whole lot to go off on this movie right now.
Yeah.
Like, Shang-Chi is... I mean, we got to be honest, similar to the Eternals, this is really Marvel flexing because Shang-Chi and the Eternals, these are characters that, again, the general audience don't know who these people are.
Right.
People are going to go out and see this movie because of that Marvel logo. Mm-hmm. And With that being said, you really got to show out with Shang-Chi. Like, if this movie does not hands down have the best choreography, then they have failed. It can't be good. It can't even be great. It has to be the best
choreography. It has to be the best. It has to be up there with Daredevil Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, hands down. Mm-hmm. I want one elongated scrolling scene.
Yeah.
Just like the Daredevil hallway scene. Mm-hmm. To this day, we all know what I'm still talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's how good that scene was. Mm-hmm. I could say the most obscure things like, bruh, you remember that Daredevil hallway scene? And you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's the level of commitment we need to this choreography. Because, dude, it's a fucking combat movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's Shang-Chi.
That's amazing.
And again, most iterations of Shang-Chi technically don't have any superpowers. She's just a really great martial artist.
Yeah.
So he needs to be a really great, the best martial artist we've ever seen.
Exactly.
That's
the part that worries me. I don't know if they're going to rely purely on martial arts. I feel that this is going to be a movie that they muddle their hands in because it is such an unknown product, because Shang-Chi is such a long-forgotten name.
Because of the name of the subtitle and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
I mean, that too. Yeah. That's obvious hint, hint, nudge, nudge. That's not that cool. Now, I think it'd be cool if the villain introduced the rings and it was obviously sold to me that, oh, it is the ring that is giving me power like a ghetto Green Lantern, but I don't want to see like some, oh, shout out to the homie Joe, some Mulan of, why is she born like the freaking Avatar stuff, you know?
Yeah. Man, this is another one that like Marvel has really kept the cards close to their chest to the point where when I was putting the list together, I had to double check and make sure this movie actually came out this year. Like, oh yeah, it's July, apparently.
Yeah. I'm surprised we haven't heard more about it than we have.
I know.
I don't know. Again, I'm putting my money on the Occam's razor of what I believe the movie industry is all about right now. Do we release this movie, or because of COVID, do we hold off again?
Right, again.
Which the answer is no, by the way. You don't. You give me my movie, please. Right. Movie, please.
And, you know, we've had this conversation almost ad nauseum at this point, but I mean, I still think that Marvel would make a good chunk of money if they just released their movies under a paywall on Disney Plus.
You know, at this point, that's like a third of the podcast. Like, if you had to make a thesis list of bullet points that are like the most common talking points, that's up there, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do to make your money back? If these theaters don't open, you're going to keep pushing shit back.
Right.
You're going to make it so that people are no longer looking forward to, like, Black Widow.
Right.
That's what you don't want.
Or you're going to have another The New Mutants, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many years has that?
At this point, movies have begun to break that record.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
Which is sad as hell. Mm-hmm. Because that movie was like the trope movie. It was like, oh man, we're never going to get that movie, bro.
Yeah.
And now it's like, we might not get movies.
New Mutants wins the Homie Award for being in the most Homie Awards.
For being the best team player. There it is. For being a good old sport.
Yeah.
What was that? Good sport. Good old sport. I can't remember the phrase. Damn it.
What, good sport? Being a good sport?
Was that simply it?
Yeah.
Good sport. Now, I'm thinking about the Great Gatsby, like the repetitious phrase he kept using in the book.
I do not.
You're a good sport. Like, it might have just been that. I don't know. Not important.
But, you know, Shang-Chi, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, obviously. Mm-hmm. With it being, you know, the Legend of the Ten Rings, that makes me excited because we finally get a real Mandarin, even though I'm not going to say too little too late, but Iron Man's dead, and now you give us a real Mandarin. You should have did that in Iron Man 3.
Bingo.
But it's not like we haven't said that before either, right?
Right. Right. That's 10% of the podcast.
Yeah.
That might be a lot. We'll give it 5.
5%. Yeah, yeah. You know, honestly, we don't shit on Iron Man 3 nearly enough.
You know, just for you, brother, that's 3% of the podcast.
There we go. Iron Man 3 sucks balls there.
Disclaimer.
Yep.
Put the stamp of approval, call the notary.
Yep.
There you go. What number are we on? 4?
Yep, number 4.
I'll go ahead and lead here this round. My number four, we've already discussed Eternals. Eternals, Shang-Chi, and others not yet mentioned. English. Wow, words. I'm having a stroke.
English is hard.
English is hard. Yeah. English be hard. It be what it be. Now, Shang-Chi, Eternals, and others not yet mentioned have been, like I mentioned before, like I joked, the contents of the sandwich that I didn't know where to put them because we know so little about them. All I know about the Eternals is the few pictures we've seen, the few, you know, leaks and quote-unquote leaks that have been put up on the internet, the casting call, and the idea of what the Eternals are from the pages and discussions with UQ. It's the cast that makes me have more faith in this than maybe I should, you know? Because there's a good list of names up on this movie. And I because of the names alone, I want to see this movie rock. I want to see them do something crazy. And now, the thing that also gives me hope about the Eternals is the idea that once upon a time, the Guardians of the Galaxy was a random... Wait. What story are we doing next?
Yeah.
Why are we picking these guys? So very I'm true. Hoping the Eternals will have some of that same magic left over from good old Guardians 1.
Yeah.
And not Guardians 2.
No.
And thanks for the background. I love the support. Keep it up. Come on, be my wingman.
I got you.
And now, I want to see Eternals be that fun new direction none of us knew the MCU could take. Mm-hmm. I think that could really happen. I think it would be fun to play with deities.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what the Eternals gives us a chance for. That's why I'm putting it, I'd say higher, but literally in the middle of the fucking list.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it is the movie I know the most neutral about, so right. It is on the most neutral position for me. There you have it. Yeah. There's my science.
Yeah. You know, and like, just say again, like, with the Eternals, man, It's so interesting because, again, we just don't really know what approach Marvel is going to take with this.
Jackal.
Yeah. Well, like, we got next to nothing on this. Mm-hmm. But I will say this also, to the movie's potential credit, this may be the time that we actually get to see, finally, after years, more of the Celestials. I mean, we saw a Celestial in Guardians 1. We saw them, like, in a flashback scene there. It was a very brief flashback scene where we see like the Celestials walking. You all right there, brother?
I told you I had a stroke. I'm gonna need medical attention.
Oh shit!
I'm purely joking. Please don't take me seriously. Someone's about to call 911. Yeah, right. It's like no.
If you guys call 911 now, he's already dead.
I was about to say like this was pre-recorded. Right. Don't worry about that. Ooh wee.
And I feel like we saw a Celestial somewhere else in the MCU, but I can't remember. But I mean,
Warlock wasn't sold as Celestial in the MCU, was he?
No.
Good. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, we haven't seen a whole lot of the Celestials at all.
Okay.
Like, literally, some of the most powerful entities get like one background shot to whet your appetite.
And that's fuck. I remember. Oh, you remember that? Yeah, now I remember. All you had to say was large purple man, and then my brain fills in the rest.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a bad cereal commercial. Large purple man. Oh yeah.
Grimace? No.
Actually, that would be Grimace. No. That would be the only large purple man I know of because there's not really one for cereal, not unless you count like the stupid Halloween characters that their cereal only releases around Halloween.
What if Jebediah Kilgrave got on steroids? He would be a large purple man.
He would be a large purple man.
Yeah.
I don't know what muscles would help him do with his superpower.
Right, nothing.
At least he'd be cooler looking, right. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think we'll see. We got to see more of the Celestials indeed, in this movie. Indeed. So that'd be cool to see.
Yeah.
More of their role in this in the MCU.
How about you, bro? What's your number four?
My number four is Black Widow.
Okay. You got some good hope in it. I like it.
Yeah. I still think that Black Widow is going to be the farewell that that the character needs, that Natasha needs. And the only reason why it's not, because last year for our preview, I had Black Widow being the number one movie. And now it's number four, which is an obvious difference. But the reason being is that, I got to be honest, the delay does hurt it for me.
Yeah.
Just because now, like, my hype level for this movie has changed. It's not that movie. It's like, you're making, not just me, you're making all of us wait so long to see a movie about a character who's no longer with us.
Yeah.
That isn't even set in current day MCU.
And let's be honest, a story that, because the character is no longer with us, no longer matters.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I hate
and
to
that's
put it that
very
way,
black and white. That's very harsh.
Yeah.
It's a fun story, I'm sure, so it'll matter in that regard, but for the overarching scape, the big old POV for the MCU as a whole, we're Rogue One-ing the MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes, you're I made a bad Star Wars joke. I want you to feel it.
It's very, very applicable.
I want you to understand how unnecessary. I'm joking.
Well, hopefully we get a cool-ass Vader scene at the end, you know?
Black would be like, what the hell?
Right.
Who made Russian Vader?
Right. Yeah, and there were already a couple of interesting changes that this movie did, which, again, I've had more time to think about it, and I'm like, do I really like this? Like, having Red Guardian, instead of having Red Guardian be, like, an ex-lover or husband of hers, he's like a father figure. All right. Having, like, the whole family dynamic is an interesting choice for a cold-blooded spy.
Well, you know, brother, Disney has this a curse.
Disney. Yeah.
Disney can't go four movies without one of them having the theme of family.
They're like, we have to beat Fast and Furious' quota, okay?
Fucking Vin Diesel. Right.
It's about family. It's about family. We're family here.
We're family. Wasn't there a movie where he betrayed the family?
Yeah, he got brainwashed or something, yeah.
Oh, that's dumb as hell. He got brainwashed. What? Oh, that's convenient. No, what happened was he was about to get caught. Oh, guys, I'm dumb. I'm back. Where have I been this whole time? What year is it?
I am Groot.
Man, I love Bastardized and Fast and Furious. I can't get enough of it.
I know.
I will pin it to the wall.
Damn.
I am furious about those movies.
I know you are, but you just...
Homies, I want you to... 20 more minutes of that.
What were we talking about before Fast and Furious?
You were talking about Black Widow and your above mediocre expectations.
Yeah. So it is still above mediocre expectations.
Quite literally, because it's four.
Yeah. And, you know, I do worry that...
Actually, no. That is mediocre. That's literally the middle of the bar. So
you're
very mediocre.
Yeah. And, you know, and you mentioned earlier about, like, Taskmaster and, like, the circling rumors about Taskmaster being made into a woman from a man. Mm-hmm. And, like, today I heard, like, a bit of another rumor that I think just finally I had a tipping point. And the tipping point caused me to have a bit of an epiphany.
Okay, what's up?
And that is, like, I don't want to stay too long on this segue, but it ties into the overarching theme here. And that
please.
Like, I heard a rumor that for the Constantine TV show on HBO Max, the one that I'm so excited for. You guys know I love Constantine. But apparently, like, they're looking for a person of color. And for me, I was like, why are you looking for a person of color to fill this role? And then, like, it hit me. It's like, why does shit like this, here's a buzzword, trigger me? And I realized that it triggers me because if you can't get something so trivial right, how am I supposed to trust you with the finer details?
That's a great point of looking at it. The thought process I go through is, why are you so focused on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's not something that doesn't matter because bravo for you, you know, that's cool. But at the same time, it's like, well, is the character right? You know, is the character this awesome, you know, charismatic British asshole?
Right.
Who's going to be able to portray Constantine in a great, justifiable light and make the TV show such an awesome hit? Or or are we going to have the CW of HBO?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. I just threw that brownie on the ground, and I stepped on it with my muddy boots.
Oh.
I want you to feel that.
And no one wants to eat that brownie.
No one wants to eat that brownie. The dog looked at that brownie and said, nah, I'm good, man. Plus, it's chocolate. That'll kill me. Yeah. Don't feed chocolate to your dogs.
Yeah, but that was just kind of like my train of thoughts, man. And then thinking about, you know, this Black Widow movie and Marvel. Marvel is an even bigger culprit of this than DC as far as changing shit just for the sake of changing shit. It's like they want to be diverse to hit like a diversity quota. I'm pretty sure there is an actual diversity quota that they try to hit, that all of these companies try to hit.
Just ask Poe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Poor Finn.
No. Wait, that's his name. Poe, right?
Which one? Who? Star Wars?
You got me a second. No, Finn.
Finn, okay.
Finn and Poe.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac. He's a... What the hell is Oscar Isaac?
He's a man.
He is a man. He's a great man. Great actor. Love his shit. Cannot wait to see him in Moon Knight.
And a great improver.
Yes.
And you could also ask Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, so it's like... If you make... Taskmaster, you know, and to a woman, I'm like, you know what, you can do it, but don't do it just so you can say, hey, we got a woman lead opposite of the protagonist. Do it because I have this cool concept in mind, but in order for this to work, the antagonist needs to be female. That needs to be it.
That'd be great.
Yeah. If DC chooses to make, you know, Constantine a person of color instead of like a blonde white guy, then have an actual reasoning for it that would not disrupt who that character is.
Bingo.
And I got to be honest, I don't trust any company, Marvel, Disney, WB, Sony, I don't trust any company to fully get that right.
No.
Because I haven't really seen it done enough for me to think that they can do it.
It's a concept. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
But it's not a technique.
Right.
It's not something that has been successfully done well enough yet. Mm-hmm. Thus, it hasn't existed. It only exists in our prayers and thoughts here verbally on this recorded episode.
Right.
Prayers and thoughts to your idea.
But, you know, I'll say this and we can move on from it. But, you know, just this the whole idea of, as you guys know, Batman's my favorite character. I'm a black man. I don't need Batman to be black for me to go out and see his movies. That's not what draws me to him or draws me away from him.
Yeah.
That, I mean, in a weird kind of way, it's actually a little bit more racist for you to assume that.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's like pandering when no one asked you to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you're just making the room uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's like if I walk into a room of people and someone I don't know out of the blue comes up to me.
Hey, look, a black man.
Yeah. and like comes up to me and whispers in my ear, I'm so sorry for slavery. What the fuck? Like, geez, Pat. Like it's like I appreciate your like your enthusiasm. You know, like I
don't know, man. It's like there used to be some people we used to hang around. I wouldn't have put it past them. Put it past him. Yep.
It's like, you got to channel your energy a different way to fight the fight today. You know, like, you know what the sad thing is, man? I feel like a lot of people in Hollywood need to hear this.
They do.
Like, there's a better, more efficient way to fight the fight of bigotry and racism today than shit like that.
Amen. But,
yeah.
Amen.
Anyways, so that's my overarching concern with Taskmaster and the Black Widow film is...
I got lost on that train.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That train went to a fun place. Yeah. I was just like, what are we talking about? Homies, help me. What book are we talking about?
Right.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, but that was number four.
That was number four. Yeah. Since that was such a great answer, I'll go ahead and lead us off on number three here. My number three is going to be the Justice League Snyder Cut. We're getting to the top three now. We're getting to the ones that, homies, we are confident these are going to be good movies, if not great.
Yeah.
You know? Number three is going to be one of the big ones for me, Justice League Snyder Cut.
I got the same one.
Get the okay, homies, this is stupid. So notice I've been writing yours down alongside mine.
Oh, you know, nice. Like, yeah.
I've been using my book in a more formal manner here. Yeah. Now, here's the problem. If you take R4 and 6
switch them.
And switch them, we it's have the same fucking list.
So far. Who knows about these last...
I'm pretty sure I know...
Maybe.
Maybe. So, I'm going to cover mine. Snyder Cut's my number 3. Yeah. I'm so excited for this movie. Me too. The hype is real. Mm-hmm. I'm becoming a hype man just because of the hype of other people. Now, that being said, I feel this movie's trying too hard. I feel it's trying to do too much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't even remember what the most recent news about this movie is. Like, is this going to be a 3 to 4 hour movie?
Yeah.
I know they were talking about being it like episodic and like 2 or 3 ass long episodes, but now it's like, can we stop talking about it and actually get it? You know?
Yeah.
This has been a re-release of a movie that has been out now for how many years?
Yeah, November of 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, what? I don't need this much foreplay. I was ready to go. Yeah. All right?
You know, I will say this. It's not like the movie ever changed release dates for the Snyder Cut. Like, they set a release date, and then they stuck to it.
That's great.
Yeah. And so it's not like they've been teasing us in the sense of, when are you going to get it? It's just been more of a thing of, hey, we found this out about the movie. And then people keep reporting shit on it.
Yeah, they keep over-talking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't really hold that against the movie itself, because it's not like they've been doing it. It's more of a thing where there's like people have been doing it.
That's fair.
And
people need to shut the hell up. Because all that hype, all that inflating of a product is going to up expectations to such an
unattainable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be freaking like, you can't climb it.
Yeah.
No one can like overcome the peak of what you're trying to sell this movie to be. And it's like, look, no, it's a re-release of a movie we've already seen.
Yeah.
It's going to be a better version of it.
In parts, yeah. A lot of that shit, probably about half of that shit won't be there. We do know that, that Zack said he's not using any footage that Joss filmed.
Awesome.
Yeah. To my surprise, like, he was able to get several of the co-stars to come back to film reshoots, including Ben Affleck even came. I didn't think Ben was going to come back to do reshoots. I thought they were just going to use, you know, just all the old footage they had from the original filming. But even Ben came back.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I hope Ben's been doing well lately. I keep seeing a lot of memes about how sad he is. And like, oh,
there's
brother.
Always sad Ben memes. He's probably not even that sad.
He's probably not.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be if I was in his shoes, but I don't know.
I mean, he dated, what's his name? Ana de Armas, you know, like for a while. How sad can you be?
Yeah, that's true. You got it good, brother.
Yeah. I do have very high hopes for this movie. I'm a huge fan of Zack Snyder. Always have been, man. He's just, I think he's a great filmmaker. And just stylistically, man, he makes just beautiful movies.
Yeah.
He's never made an ugly looking movie. And with us getting this 4-hour cut, like, this is his full unadulterated, this is everything. This is what my vision for this movie is.
Yeah.
And so I got to be honest, man, the petty part of me hopes that if for no other reason, it's great so it can finally shut the fucking haters up. Just
amen, dude.
God, like, they talk so much shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just hope that this movie is amazing. So they won't admit that it's great, but they'll at least be quiet and shut the fuck up.
Right. They'll find petty things that don't matter that are wrong with the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, well, I'm glad you found that out.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did the meticulous research. You had to watch the movie more than I did.
Right.
You know, so how much money
of yours how did much they did get? You, yeah, how much did you, know? You, did you give?
Oh, that meant, oh wow. Okay, wow. Yeah. I only spent this much.
Yeah.
And I liked the movie.
Yeah.
Alas.
Oh, yeah. Hate yeah. Culture. And I mean, like, I don't want to, you know, let too much out the bag, but, like, there's been a lot. There's a lot of cool shit, man. And, like, there's a lot of cool rumors, even, that we don't know. I do know that we got to see the War Machine. That's the name of the tank from The Dark Knight Returns.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be in the movie. And you know what? Like, yeah. a lot of... that's not a whole lot of new footage. It's something that people don't know. Is a lot of this was Zach finishing the shit that he started when he got fired.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about one of the more recent bits of news that we've seen recently, redundant, is the Jared Leto surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. How we actually got, like, well, forgive the double entendre, a clean-cut Joker.
Yeah. 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 This looked like the version, I mean, just judging by, like, the five-second clip of him, this looks like the version of the Joker I wish he would have been in Suicide Squad.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Joker we wanted, not the Joker they thought we needed.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And, like, even the way that, oh, so
right, fucking, this dumbass.
Yeah, the hand tattoo.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, and hey, how about this? We finally get to see a fucking scene with this version of Batman and Joker together.
Right. Right.
And, you know, it's like, with this version of the Joker, even the way that Jared delivered, like, that one line and the way he said Batman was very, very cool. Mm-hmm. It really resonated. And, like, it wasn't that it wasn't the overly cooked Thanksgiving ham that it felt like in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think that even though this is probably just, like, a little cameo bit, it's at least good to... for us as the audience, and also for Jared Leto even, to see, to be like, hey, I actually did good shit as the Joker.
Right.
But...
like, hey, don't brush me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am looking forward to Snyder Cut, man. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. I'm a huge fan of the Justice League, obviously. Big fan of Snyder.
I don't believe you.
Oh. I don't know how to sway you.
I don't know what to
yeah.
respond to that.
I got nothing.
And there we have it, folks. Yep. You heard it here first.
Number two.
Yeah, please. What's your number two, brother? Now, give me a sec. Let me hide mine. Yep, yep. All right, you son of a bitch. Because at this point, it's 50-50.
Right. All right. Yeah.
I almost kind of wish it is, just so our list is so close to perfect. But please, we have the honors.
My number two, The Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay, okay.
I am desperately looking forward to this movie. I think it's going to be great.
That was my number two as well.
Okay. Yep.
I think that is going to be the most fun movie of the year.
I think so too.
I think it's going to be out the fucking walls of laughter and a great time. I think this is going to be the first John Cena movie that I really like. Okay. Yes. Not the Marine.
Right,
okay.
Not the Marine.
Get out of here. Yep.
Oh, you know, I agree, man. Like, this is going to be a Suicide Squad that lives up to his name.
Yes, it's going to be so fucking great. It's going to be. And the cast alone.
And it's going to be rated R. They gave James Gunn a rated R superhero movie.
Amen.
With disposable characters.
Yes. It is going to be gruesome and it's going to be awesome. And it's arguably going to be the best movie of the year.
It could very well be.
Hence why it's so high on the list.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, this movie looks amazing.
I tried to play it off, but it's like, nah, fuck it. I gotta admit it eventually here anyways. Yeah, that's my number two. And that obviously left number one, you know.
Yep.
And that one.
You guys never guess number one.
I guess you'll never guess it. But before we jump the gun, let's finish talking about our Suicide Boys. Dude, I cannot wait for this movie. Like, of all the movies we have talked about, I have more anticipation for this flick than many of the others, just because it looks outrageous.
It does.
And I cannot wait to witness that level of atrocities and that level of comedy and just slapstick what the fuck moments.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, man. And they finally put King Shark in this. And I mean, there's just so much this movie has going for it. It has a great cast on top of that.
Yeah. Do you think the Harley Quinn animated show did any favors for putting characters in this movie? You know, like King Shark and things like that, you know?
It's possible. It is possible. It could also be that James Gunn is like, look, I know that King Shark was out of the budget for your first movie, whatever you did.
Right.
I want King Shark in my movie.
And I'm James Gunn.
Yeah, and I'm James Gunn, and I approve this message. But no, this movie, man, if this movie isn't on your radar, homies, I think it should be.
I think it'd be foolish if it's not.
Yeah.
Just because, again, the comic book genre can be a blanket genre when it needs to. Mm-hmm. It can be the romantic. It can be the serious crime thriller. It can be the psychological mm-hmm. WTF mystery moment. It can be the action-packed, super punch-em-up, bam, boof, pow, kapow of Adam West style. It can be this awesome slapstick comedy.
Yeah, dark comedy.
And that's the thing. Of all the things it can be in each of those genres, that means it has that many opportunities to be great.
Oh, yeah.
To be something astounding and unique and above par.
Yeah.
And brothers and sisters, I think this movie is going to be up there.
It's going to be it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying this now on the podcast while it's being recorded. When we inevitably do like our Suicide Squad preview,
yeah,
which would be fun because there's some of these characters, not to sound pretentious, but who I don't even know.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm looking forward to doing this preview for this movie. For no other reason, so I can be like, these are some ridiculous fucking characters here. But when we do that, it would be hilarious if we did a prediction. Some kind of small tier bet.
Okay.
Who do you think's going to die, and who do you think's going to make it?
Down. I'm ready to gamble. Let me go buy some chips, and I'll come back to the table. That sounds amazingly fun. Like, I think we should make that to a little game show thing. But yeah, man, I don't know. I cannot wait to see this, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they recasted certain roles. I'm glad that they brought back some actors for certain roles.
Oh, yeah. Jack Courtney coming back as Captain Boomerang.
Amen. Yes. obviously, Margot Robbie.
Yeah, obviously, Margot, you need Harley.
You got to have her.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, so it's great.
I just forgot about Birds of Prey. Like, I was thinking about the last Harley Quinn thing I saw her in. It's like, it was obviously Suicide Squad.
It's not necessarily a bad thing that you forgot about.
Exactly. It wasn't good. Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, are we ready to move on to number one?
I think we are.
Well, no, we're not. Not yet. Oh, shit. Homies, just to give you guys the honorable mentions, a.k.a. the summary, and for those of you who have forgotten, number 7 on both of our lists, Venom 2. Number 6... on my list, Black Widow. On Q's, Eternals. Number 5 on both of our lists, Shang-Chi. Number 4 on my list, Eternals. On Q's, Black Widow. Number 3 on both, Justice League, The Snyder Cut. Number 2, as you just heard, on both of our lists, Suicide Squad. And number 1... I drug this out because I know there's a homie listening right now who's like, what the fuck?
What's the last movie?
Out? Yeah. And drum roll, please.
We don't have a button for that.
We damn need a button.
We do.
It is Spider-Man 3.
Yes. Whatever is going to be called.
Whatever it's going to be called. We're short naming it. Yes. Spidey 3.
Yes.
Dunzo.
Spider-Man 3, Afraid of Home. Spider-Man 3, Homeless. That's the name. Right now.
Multiverse of Home.
Right.
Right.
Yes. I mean, this movie is as big as any Avengers movie in my eyes.
I was just thinking that. Get the fuck out of my brain. Like, I was thinking this is going to be the first Avengers movie that is not called Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be that
Civil
big.
War, I guess.
So what?
I guess technically Civil War.
Say what?
Nothing.
Say what?
Nope, I didn't say anything.
Say what? Get the fuck out of here with that. All that did was introduce Spider-Man so we could get Spidey 3. I'm joking. Civil War did a lot of other things, both good and bad.
Yes.
But that's not tonight. Tonight is now Spidey 3. Dude, the announcements and the awesome effort that Kevin Feige and the MCU gang are going through to get... like the rumors alone and also the casting calls for this, they brought Charlie Cox back from the dead. All right, yes. Homies, we're getting Daredevil.
Right.
I don't know how long or how much, but dadgum, we're getting some.
And a litany of villains from previous Spider-Man films.
Yes. And not like lackluster ones, some of the best ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some of the very best ones.
Yes.
And also other Spider-Man.
Yes. Dude, what's the actor's name? Milani?
Alfred Milani? Yeah.
Yeah. I knew his last name because it's a cool last name. Yeah. Milani. Yeah.
Alfred is the first name.
We're getting Doc Ock. Yeah. That's Doc who Ock. That is. Yeah. Doc Ock is Alfred Milani. Forgive me for the last name.
He's great.
He's awesome.
That guy was amazing.
Yes.
And again, like, of course, we don't know the extent that we're getting these characters in. Do we know who, like, the primary villain is?
Sure. It's one of them.
I feel like at some point we were told, and now, because of all the cameos,
Mysterio? The government? I don't know.
The government. No, the Homeowners Association is the
Stop making movies about home. Oh, we're on fire tonight. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Okay.
This has got to be like top five of the year. So
yeah. Damn.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, there's just so much they released about this movie that we're obviously all looking forward to. And of course, it's also the last superhero movie of the year.
Yeah.
So they are saving the best for last.
Oh, yeah. They're really showing when they want to go all in, you know? That's awesome.
Yeah. And also, we know that this is going to be the next step in the Wanda Doctor Strange roadshow.
Booyah.
Yeah.
And I mean, one thing we haven't talked about yet that obviously is the same leaflet, we are getting multiple Spider-Men.
Yeah.
We are getting multiple boys cast as Spider-Man. What else do you need to sell the idea of multiverse?
Right.
Yeah. Like, that is guys, pure madness. It is happening. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. That's all.
Okay. I'll take it.
You're welcome. Just because it's outrageously fun tonight.
But that really did just get me thinking. Like, yeah, I legitimately don't remember who the real villain is or if they even said it.
Nope. I don't think they have. I do not recall one. I feel like we would remember because that is quite literally our job.
Sometimes I'm not so good at the job, Kevin.
Brother, don't you lie to me. All right?
The truth.
All right? Look at this shit.
Oh, man. But no, this movie, I think it's going to be fast-paced. I think it's going to be in a good way. Not like so fast that they overdo themselves. Mm-hmm. I hope that it's a lot of Doctor Strange, figuratively face-palming and saying, Peter, what the fuck are you doing?
Peter, if you make one more daggone pop culture reference. Right.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes. And I mean, it's I think this is going to be great. Who knows? Like, I'm just thinking about like the possibilities here. Mm-hmm. And I mean, yeah, how can you not be excited about this movie?
It is going to be a huge, huge splitter for the MCU verse. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a huge breaking point where literally so many new things can happen.
Yeah.
That and, of course, the Multiverse of Madness coming out, 2022?
I think 2022. Yeah.
So this movie obviously is going to alley-oop for that one, which is really going to blow up the MCU.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these are going to be great tools, guys. Think about it. For introducing awesome old Fox properties.
Yeah.
Which are going to become renewed Disney properties.
Yes.
Yeah. We already kind of saw wind of that thanks to WandaVision. If you're not caught up on that, feel free to check up on our free, kick-ass, awesome episodes of WandaVision coming out on the Shorties edition of Superhero Homies.
Yeah. I had to think, like, by the time this comes out, will that show be done? No, I think there'll still be one more episode.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Number nine.
Yep. Hell yeah. The finale. But, yeah. So, like, it is very... I always give Kevin Feige credit for, you know, how he envisions things like this, you know? Like, how he strings together WandaVision, a TV show, into his larger movie universe with... Spider-Man 3, which is going to tie into, like you said, Doctor Strange 2.
Yep.
And I'm like, not just Kevin Feige, but clearly his team as well, because no person can do this by themselves.
No.
But, like, just his clear-cut passion for this shit is undeniable. And while I don't agree or like everything he does, I think that as a whole, he's done just a phenomenal job and did something that no one else can do.
Right.
But as far as Spider-Man 3 goes, it just has everything going for it. I am here for it. Curious to see who the villain's going to be. Like the primary villain, because I imagine that like a lot of the other villains going to be like maybe in the background to some degree. Like the first one they announced was Electro, and we were like, "Huh,
right?
Yeah,
freaking like, Electro guys, yeah."
He won't be blue this time, so
thank goodness.
Yep. Yeah.
Jamie Foxx said, "Okay, I'll sign now."
Yeah.
Right. Oh, he won't be blue. He saw the announcement on Facebook. Right. All right, bet.
Yeah.
Get my agent. Yeah. Let's do this.
You know what? Let's make this a trend for superhero movies. Let's give these villains the chance to redeem themselves. Electro, possibly the Joker.
Yep.
Jared Leto's version. You know, like.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Not Mystique.
She wasn't even a fucking villain.
Oh, there you go. See, that's why it doesn't apply. Well done.
And plus, she thankfully got killed.
We're talking about Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
If that wasn't clear.
Right.
Let it be clear.
Yeah.
Bad idea for Fantastic Four.
I mean, just Disney, just grow one of those, one of those clones you make to fit a role.
Yeah.
Just make yourself a Sue Storm, all right?
Exactly. Yeah. We know you can.
All right.
They literally just, oh gosh, my brain just made up this amazing dark narrative. They literally just kidnap people who go to Disneyland. Yeah,
that's where all those missing kids go at Disney. People think like it's pedophiles. I mean, it could be, but also
it's Disney. It's just taking Disney, them and forcing them to go to acting concentration camp.
Yes, yes. Exactly. If you look closely at Tom Holland behind the scenes, you can see a small tear roll down an eye.
Yep.
Oh shit. Yep. Oh man. But yeah, that's our number one, guys, and that's our list. I think that it says multiple things that our lists are so incredibly close.
I think it does. I think more than speaking to the level of camaraderie and friendship the show has given us and enforced friendship because we're on the show. I think it also speaks to the product, what we're going to get. I think it speaks a lot of the studios and what we already, as an audience, know of these studios, what they've given us prior, and what we know more than likely we're going to get again.
Right. You
know? Be that on both good and bad terms. I think it leaves the right amount of excitement to be invested in the right product. That way, there's no inflated expectation for maybe some other lackluster movie. And then it's like, oh, I know I'm going to take the time to go see that one with my friends because that's the one that's going to be amazing. And I think there's comfort in that.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, in other words, which movies actually need to be watched in theater versus which ones you could just rent on your couch?
Yeah. And, you know, also, like, it does depend on, like, the scope of the movie because it's like, you know, Kong versus Godzilla, I'm really looking forward to that movie. Mm-hmm. I think that will fall under the dumb fun category for me.
Yeah, agreed.
But the scope of that movie, I would like to see that in theaters.
Amen.
I mean, you have two giant kaiju.
Yeah.
You know, and they actually sized up Godzilla, so he's the same size they sized up Kong.
Yeah,
so
I was about to say. He's the
same size as Godzilla, finally. And, you know, so... Mm-hmm. This would be fun to see. Like I would love to see that in theater, but yeah, I mean, there's just some movies that aesthetically speaking, I would prefer to see in theaters. But if I have to watch them at home, I won't complain.
Right. Yeah. Agreed. Certain movies do deserve the big screen, but we'll be safe at the same time.
Yeah. You don't know that.
Well, damn. Okay, yeah. I'll buckle my seatbelt.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'll do? I don't know.
You'll jump off the roof.
Yeah, and ask me. I would jump off the roof and ask you to shoot me simultaneously, so I can kill two birds with one stone.
I want so bad an artist to commission that. Just the image of you jumping off the roof with me standing like at our door, just like,
ah. Man, yeah, and that way years from now, people will say, man, those guys had a dark friendship. Like, I don't think, were they really friends? Like,
well, we didn't specify this. What do you want me to shoot you with, buddy? You know, the gun is, of course, the first thing that comes to mind, but I can get creative. Why not bow and arrow?
I was thinking more like I don't know, man, like an RPG, something that really shows that something that shows that I'm invulnerable, that I'm really am
any brother, time. I'm not sure I can afford to pull the trigger.
Hey, it's okay. Once I survive and the smoke clears, Hey, listen, the money I'll be getting off of being, you know, a superhero, it'll be worth it. I'll definitely pay you back.
When the smoke clears and we finish scraping you off the cars, the windshields, and the parking lot, I'll be put in jail. What is even that for? Man evisceration? I mean, what?
I mean, that is definitely manslaughter to the highest
exactly
degree.
That's why I had to make up a whole new court case for it. Mansplosion. There right. It is.
Mr. Keister, you are charged of one count of murdering a man with the...
Now, wait.
With a rocket projectile.
Which I somehow procured. Don't ask how, because obviously I didn't break any laws to get that illegal gun. Now, here's the thing. The court might be forgiving for me because we have this recording where you asked me to do this. And then the court would just be like, well, this is just dumb as fuck.
Mr. Keisha, that's why you've been charged with manslaughter and not first-degree murder.
Now, so wait a minute. Instead of, I feel like I'm getting the short end of the stick here. Instead of
going to jail for life, you're only going to jail for 35 years.
Now, wait a minute. That might as well be for life.
Oh, shit.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. I mean, the good news is I won't care either way. You know?
For a split second, you would have been a superhero.
Yeah.
Until, you know, not.
You know, I don't think that there will literally be enough time for my brain to register that, oh, no, this is bad.
No, you know what's going to happen more than likely is I'm going to miss.
Oh, I'm gonna shit.
Shoot. The rocket flies past you. You're going to keep falling. And I like you're falling past and the rocket flies over you or something.
All right.
I blow up the neighbor's house.
The neighbor, yes.
And you break a leg on the ground.
Man. Now I'm thinking about what did they charge me with? Well, the good news is you still get the brunt of
no,
the charges.
We have this recording now. All right?
I'm editing this shit out.
Damn it.
Okay. You got anything else before we wrap this one up, Kevin?
Brother, I don't. My cheeks hurt. This has been amazing. Homies, definitely hit us up. Let us know what you think. Please give us your comments. Let us know what you want or don't want to see in theaters. Hopefully, you want all of them to succeed.
Right.
Let us know what you think number one's going to be. We'd love to talk it out. We'd love to see if maybe you have a point of view that we haven't thought about. So Hit us up. Send us a message. Give us your email, love. Don't give us your social securities. We don't need that.
Oh, Wait a minute.
Not again.
Fine.
But do give us your credit card numbers.
Yep.
Amen. All right.
And a 3-digit PIN on the back, please.
Or better yet, don't give us your credit card numbers. Or do. Sign up for Patreon. And definitely hit us up and feel free to donate to the show because that will be turned around, used for the show again to make it only better.
Yes. And yeah, guys, so we're always updating our Patreon page. So there's going to be a lot of cool content coming as always, guys. So definitely be sure to check it out. Always a lot of fun there. But that is all for now. I will be very, very curious to hear from the homie that has the list that's the exact opposite of ours.
Right, right. Like Spider-Man's gonna be the worst. Yeah. And
isn't it kind of ironic that our list ends and begins with Spider-Man? Technically, you know, you get Venom on one end and Spider-Man on the other.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm.
That's the only motherfucker that's missing from Spider-Man 3.
Right? Right? Oh my gosh, if he made an appearance, right? I would flip some shit.
Yeah.
I would throw my neighbor's popcorn.
Right. Like, they could finally fill in that that awkward blank space on Venom's chest, you know?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I might shoot an RPG at the neighbor's house. FBI listening, I'm joking. Or, let me make that abundantly clear.
Or is he?
No, 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 maybe.
But that is all for now, guys. Thank you guys again for your support. We really do appreciate it. And please, guys, hit us up if you guys have any kind of questions, comments, gifts, threats, food supplies for us. We're always active, live, and listening, and we love hearing from you guys. But that is all for now. So until next time, my name is Superhero Homie Q.
And I am Superhero Homie Kevin.